I'm with today?
The Reverend Dr. Julia Candy.
Julia, we're here at St. Giles and we're at a medieval fair event, which is one of the many things that you've done during this year to celebrate 900 years of St. Giles being the middle of the community of this part of Durham, Gilesgate. How's it gone?
It has surpassed all my expectations. It's just been such an amazing success. So many different people from across the community have come to this church and just been part of the medieval fair and gone away with big, happy smiles.
What kind of things have you got going on today?
You name it, we've got it. From storytelling, we've got animals outside, from petting lambs to tiny little chicks, archery displays, we've got military battles, lots of fairs, of hog roast. We've even got our own beer tent with our own St. Giles beer.
Interesting. So is the St. Giles beer. And did you take a personal hand in selecting that?
I'm the one who went and selected. Me and Chris and Dave, her husband, who've also been part of organising this big celebration, the main organisers, we went and it was a very arduous job selecting all the beers. And we eventually, after lots of debate and lots of sampling, we came across the right St. Giles beer, and everyone who's tried it just loves it.
That's great. So what does something like this mean for the community in the parish of St. Giles?
I think this is a priceless event. At the moment here in the parish of St. Giles, owing to the recession, we're seeing some real, cuts, and there's a real sense of lack of hope. And then to have this, bringing the community together, having fun, and reminding us that we're in this together, both young and old, it's just been such a great privilege to be part of.
So what else is there to come this year, or is this the last event?
We have one more event coming up. St. Giles Church, in the 11th, 12th century, an actual saint lived here, St. Godric, and he was the first man to write hymns in English so that people could understand them. But we wouldn't understand it because it was, a very different sort of English they spoke then. So we're having a big celebration of song where we're going to sing some of his actual St. Godric songs here, and the Dean of Durham Cathedral is going to come and speak to us.
And when is that event, Julia?
That event is happening on the 18th of November.
Well, that's fantastic. So if anyone was to ask you, should we put on a celebration like this with all these activities, what would be your response to other churches?
I would say yes. If we're going to actually reach out to the community and evangelise, this is the way to do it. I think so.
Reverend Julia, thank you very much.
Thank you.